Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a joyful, beautiful day the Lord has added into our lives. We give Him glory. Let me quickly encourage you from the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 10 and verse 11. For God is not unrighteous. The word unrighteous actually means not unjust. To forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. The other translation says, for God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him as you have served His people. In verse 11, it goes on to say, show the same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure. My dear brothers and sisters, every small or big deed that you do in the name of Christ is recorded in heaven. The Bible says in the book of Malachi 3:16 that even the conversations we make with people concerning the kingdom of God is recorded in the book of remembrance. And that's profound. My dear brothers and sisters, God is a God who loves us, who never forgets the labor of love that we sow and that we put in His kingdom. An unknown writer wrote, I ask the new year for some motto sweet, some rule of life by which to guide my feet. I asked and paused, it answered soft and low, God's will to know. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve. The Bible records, He humbled Himself, served humanity, died on the cross of Calvary, paid the penalty of our sins, and then got buried, resurrected, raised up, ascended into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God the Father. And even today, Christ is interceding for you and for me. We have a blessed hope, and we have a blessed assurance that this year of 2023, God's grace, God's favor, God's mercy, and God's sure promises will overtake our lives. We must believe that because Jesus is praying for you and for me every day. And that's what is His ministry now in the heavenly realms. Isn't that amazing? Wow. Hallelujah. In the beginning of the year, of the new year, is usually a time for reflecting on and evaluating the past as well as for setting serious goals for the future, because it is so easy to get caught up in a blur of daily sameness. Special days and events are important in life. We need these highlights for our growth and development. So thank God for the new year. Thank God for the resolutions and the plans that you have made for this year, that how you are going to improvise yourself for the Lord Jesus Christ. And mark that word, improvise yourself. That's what God is calling us. How better we can serve Jesus by serving His church, by serving His people, by preaching the good news to the poor, by healing the sick, by saving souls in His kingdom. And that is the heart cry of heaven. Souls. My dear brothers and sisters, Psalm 2:8 says, and that's our theme prayer of our church, it says, ask of me and I will give you the heathens as your inheritance and the ends of the earth as your possession. Hallelujah. Wonderful. The Bible also says, remember, if you see, when you see the starting of the gospel, it's salvation in the name of Jesus, it's grace and mercy and favor. Then as you progress and as you mature in the New Testament and you come down to the book of Revelation, you find that there is a lot of emphasis on the works of God's people, the works, all right? So the Bible says in Revelation 14:13, it says, and I heard a voice from heaven saying, all right, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Holy Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. Your works will follow you in the end time days. The, you know, faith without works is dead. So our works will follow us. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you as we have resolved in this new year to serve you better. Lord, better than the prior years. Lord, I ask for your grace, for your glory, for your strength, for your courage to be given unto us. Lord, that we'll represent you correctly in this world, O Father God, in the name of the Lord, that you will be alone glorified. O Father, I pray that we will mature spiritually, that we will, O Father, represent you correctly, and we will win many souls for Jesus. We will serve your church. We will serve your people, because you came to show us the model of service by serving us, O Father God. And Lord, we want to say thank you. You did not come to be ministered unto, but you came to minister. And I pray, give us the same heart. I thank you for your flock, O Lord, as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day. I release your anointing upon them. Bless them. Keep them from the evil one and prosper them. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I rebuke every manner of sickness from their bodies. And I speak healing, virtue of Christ to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory for the health and the strength that you provide us. For you are our healer, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, and have a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.